This is Bart Moore.
Do you realize singing this morning at this hour of the day? Well, don't be so enthusiastic about it. I'm afraid for the trees. You know, earthquakes and all that sort of thing. Do you want to sing or don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's better. Last night, a very delightful young lady said something to me about a song that we did last year. I'll see what I'm really doing is killing time here so I can get my breath back. I just ran about 90 miles before I started singing. This young lady was talking to me, and she said, when are we going to sing Aching Drum? And, of course, last year, this was a song that we sang, and everybody loved it, I guess. It's one of my favorite songs as far as its type is concerned. It's sort of what you call a nonsense song. It comes originally from England. It's a traditional English children's song. And it's really, really great for everybody to sing along on. If any of you remember it from last year, fine. If you don't, why, it's very, very easy to learn. The chorus goes like this. If I get up that high at this hour of the morning.
Penny played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum.
That's all there is to the chorus. Now, I'll do it again so you all can be sure to learn it real well. Listen close now.
Penny played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum.
That's the chorus. Now, that's the melody. Now, I'm sure we must have some tenors here and some fairly high sopranos. So, let's give you a harmony part to sing that goes like this.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum.
And then the melody. And then we must have some alto's and baritones, and your part goes like this.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum.
That's the tough one. Now, have we got any basses in the house? You sing bass one. Just want me two. Boy, you fellas are going to have a rough time of it. We got three of, well, that's wonderful. That's fine. You're only outnumbered about 150-1. This is going to be real great, but you'll have to sing out good and strong and long, and you've got your own part that goes like this.
And he played on a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played on a ladle, and his name was Aching Drum.
Now, don't let me catch you singing the melody an octave below. All right? Now, pick a part, any part. Let's try it once.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle.
I'm sorry, sir. You're just going to have to sing louder. I don't want to strain anything. Now, you basses, sing right out. Let's do it once more.
And he played upon a ladle.
Well, I'll forgive you for not singing too loud because you've only sung it twice now, but you better do better on the next chorus. Now, we'll start off, do one more chorus for practice, and then there are some verses that go along, and I'll give you the cue when to come in, and come in real rousing, big and strong on that chorus. All right, here we go, one more time. Now.
And he played upon a ladle. There was a man lived in the moon. There was a man lived in the moon, and his name was Aching Drum. Now, and he played.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that bass part. A little louder, please.
Well, his hair was made of wheat straw. Wheat straw, wheat straw. His hair was made of wheat straw, and his name was Aiken Drum. Now, Penny played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. His head was made of cream cheese, cream cheese, cream cheese. His head was made of cream cheese, and his name was Aiken Drum. Now, Penny played upon a coat was made of good roast beef, good roast beef, good roast beef. His coat was made of good roast beef, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. Watch your time there. Well, his breeches were made of haggis bags, haggis bags, haggis bags. His breeches were made of haggis bags, and his name was... Anybody know what haggis bags is? That's a kind of scotch pudding. Aiken Drum, and he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. Well, his shoes were made of whipple sticks, whipple sticks, whipple sticks. His shoes were made of whipple sticks. There, she's got one. Come on, bring it out here. Can anybody imagine a pair of shoes made out of something like that? And his name was Aiken Drum, and he played upon a ladle, ladle, ladle. Hey, do it again. And he played upon a ladle, ladle. Now one more time, and let's see you knock some moss off these trees. Here we go. And he played upon a ladle, 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 ladle. Played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. Real good.
You did fine. Thanks very much.
It's a great honor to have with us Cousin Het Beedno and her husband, whom she had took her a whole year to persuade him to come with her, Cousin Tom. And I just believe it would be real nice to open this folk singing gathering with the singing of these two lovely people, originally from West Virginia, now of Orange Park, Florida.
I want to, can they hear me from here?
I'm sure they
can. Thank you. Since this is a program for the children, I thought it was anyway, I want to talk to them, and if any of you adults feel that I'm talking down to you, please excuse me, because I know there are adults in the audience, although I'm not one myself. And I have two instruments here on the table which I cannot play. I could play them if they were in tune, but I can't keep them in tune. I like to play them real well, but now that's just fine. See, that's just fine. You listen to this. See, that's what happens to me. Now listen to this one. See, you can't play that. But I'm very disappointed because I had planned to. There's only one key that's out. If some violinist or fiddler would tune it up for me, I could play it in a few minutes. Would anybody offer to tune this here key for here string for me? I guess it would. Well, so we'll use the auto harp, which I know I can play under any circumstances. And my husband and I are going to sing. Well, we're going to sing a song called, I got to keep fixing these things so they won't pop. This is one that, this is the best you see. See that?
We'll get it too.
See,
now that's supposed to be an F, C, then that's supposed to be C, C. All those three are supposed to be on C. And this one's in tune right there. And they keep falling apart, see? That's perfect. There, one thing before on that.
This song is called, I thought we were going to sing about the poor old man. Where are you going? The poor old man. This song, it's called The Poor Old Man. And It was taught to me by Mrs. Wilson in West Virginia, who learned it from her old colored mammy way back when. She doesn't even know when. And it's kind of a nice song, although the old man isn't very nice person. Where you going, my poor old man? Where you going? Ain't you called him a man? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
I'm going to hunting.
Where? How long have you been gone, my poor old man? How long have you been gone? Ain't you called him a man? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
I've been gone a year.
What do you want for supper, my poor old man? What do you want for supper? Ain't you called him a man? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
One drink.
How many do you want, my poor old man? How many do you want? Ain't you called him a man? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
I want a bushel.
Do you know that'll kill you, my poor old man? You know that'll kill you, and you call me in the land. You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
I don't care if it does.
Well, where do you want to be buried, my poor old man? Where do you want to be buried, and you call me in the land? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
In the chimney corner.
The ashes will fall on you, poor old man. The ashes will fall on you, you can call him a man. You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
I don't care.
What'll you do then, my poor old man? What'll you do then? Ain't you call him a man? You're the best old man in the world. You're the best old man in the world.
Come back and hatch it.
You're the best old man in the world. My husband, his name's Uncle Tom, although he hasn't got a cabin. But he is going to sing Water Boy for you. It's a work song. I think maybe some of you know
it.
Give us another start.
Water Boy, where are you hiding? If you don't, I'll come. Go on, tell her your mammy. There ain't no hammer that's out of this mountain that ring her like mine, boy. That ring her like mine. None bust this rock, boy. From here to Maine, all the way to the jail, boy. Yes, back to the jail. You'll jack a diamond, you'll jack a diamond. I know you're a wolf, boy. Yes, I know you're a wolf. You'll rob my pocket. Done rob my pocket. Yes, rob my pocket of silver and gold. Water boy. Where are you hiding? If you don't come, go on, tell her your mammy. Oh.
Brother Jay Smith, Cousin Jay back there. Cousin Jay, what are you going to sing for us? You see, we can be real informal because it's a folk festival, and that's what a folk festival is, an informal gathering.
I'll try to get in tune a little bit, and then I'll see what we can do. Everybody's out of tune, I guess. These days there are a lot of people around who are married, and a lot of other people are thinking about getting married. June's coming up next month, and there's always a lot of June brides. So maybe this is about a June groom. Anyway, it's about a young man who decided to get married. There was a young lawyer we'll call Mr. Clay. He had a few clients and they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation he grew so afraid, he courted and married a wealthy old maid. At the wedding the lawyer he made one mistake, 'twas not in omitting the cards or the cake. The ring was well chosen, he had a big bead, but the groom did not get a warranty deed. That night in their chamber, the bride she arose and began to prepare to retire to repose. The groom he sat by her, admiring her charms that gave him such pleasure to clasp in his arms. But the lawyer looked on in amazement and grief at a curious performance of hers with her teeth. She took them all out with her fingers and thumbs. She said, "I'm accustomed to sleep in my gums." Then she went to the washstand to wash her fair face, and there she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The bloom on her cheek quickly grew very faint. She saw in a moment 'twas nothing but paint. Then she went to the mirror to take down her hair, and when she had done so, her head was all bare. "Oh, don't you be frightened to see my bald head. I'll put on my cap before I get into bed." So she hung her false hair on the wall on a peg, and then she proceeded to take off a leg. The trembling husband thought sure he would die when she asked him to help her take out her glass eye. The groom, he was biting his trembling lips while she was removing her counterfeit hips. Just then her false nose fell down on the floor, and the groom he jumped up and he ran out the door. So all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes, and a little bit later got quite a surprise.
On conclusion that the prettiest thing sitting up there is our Jeannie of 1962, Becky Jenkins of Orlando. And I think it would be nice to have her come and sing for us right now.
Very much. I'm real pleased to be here. This is the first festival that I've attended here, and I'm just so enthused and impressed. I don't know what to do, and I know y'all are the same way. This morning I'd like to sing for you a folk song that's been in my family for over 100 years. It's called Old Betsy Bates. Old Betsy Bates, all skin and bones, went walking to the church one day. She walked until she came to a stile, and there she thought she'd rest a while. She walked until she came to the church door, and there she thought she'd rest some more. She walked inside the church door and saw a coffin on the floor. She turned unto the preacher, said, "Will I look so when I am dead?"
Boo!
I'd like to sing one of Stephen Foster's probably most famous songs, Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
from down West Palm Beach way, Cousin Joel Daves. Are you in voice? Gonna sing us a lively tune? Is that a little Daves with you?
This is Brother Christian.
Oh.
Get up here, brother. We have a rip snorter if I could just get Brother Christian to sing out. The wreck of the old 97. Are you ready?
Hand it out and sort of down in Monroe, but then you say and keep your way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 970 left here in the
middle. Well, you looked all around, black breezy fireman, and shovel on a little more coal. When we hit that grade by the old Smoky Mountain, you will see old 97. Going down the grade doing 90 mile an hour, no whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hands on the throttle and was called into death by the
Dr. Alton Morris published a book some years ago called Folk Songs of Florida, and it's a very good book. I think it's out of print now. They seem to be selling everything else around here, but they're not. I think that's out of print, and it had some wonderful songs in it, and one of the songs was about the hurricane 1926 that hit Miami Beach and went down through the Everglades and such. And it's a pretty good song, except that it's dishonest. It does something a folk song should never do. It twisted the storm around so the words would rhyme, you know, and that isn't nice. And so I decided that if we ever had a hurricane during my lifetime, of course, I was born way after 1926, that I'd write a song about it. And in 1960, of course, we had Donna, and I wrote a song, and the song is called Donna, and it's a folk song because I wrote it and I'm a folk. In the year of 1960, on September 8th it came. 'Twas the warning from Miami of a mighty hurricane. She had plowed through Puerto Rico, leaving ruins in her wake, and they couldn't be quite certain of the course that she might take. On the ninth, it started looking like the Keys would get a blow, and the people got to thinking of a place where they could go. Many went up to Dade County, others fled to Lauderdale. Just a few remained in Marathon to face the howling gale. Just before the stroke of midnight, screaming winds began to blow, and the last remaining wind gauge clocked the speed at 160. But that hurricane pushed onward, and by morning's early light, Monroe County was a shambles, little Marco was in sight. She struck hard at Collier County and poured fires on her way, and the storm flag started flying even north of Tampa Bay. Podagorda was the next place that began to feel her wrath, and then Sarasota County lay directly in her path. Manatee and Orange County were hit hard as she swung east, and she headed for Daytona like a wild and snarling beast. She went back in the Atlantic, headed north for Caroline, and on Sunday the 11th, God's bright sun began to shine. When they counted up the damage, it came to a fearful toll, but Floridians in general have a pioneering soul. We have built this state to greatness, and we've not a mind to roam. We'll be damned if any hurricane can drive us from our home. I'm still killing time. You know, I don't often apologize before I sing. I generally apologize afterwards, but I've just been up in the Yankee country on business for the city of Sarasota, and I caught a cold, and I can't sing, which is my usual status, but it's a little worse. And this is one that apparently I have to do every year. I got away without doing it last year, but my friend from South Georgia is here again. He asked me if I'd do it, and this is called The Unreconstructed Rebels.